Hello and welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast that will talk to other people at the bus stop. And this week, much to my sadness, it's Christmas Eve.
Yay! You Scrooge.
But you're going to be getting to know us. How exciting. We figured, you know, this 4 episodes deep now, we might as well tell you a bit more about ourselves, more than you already know. So maybe you're wrapping presents and, you know, getting that Christmas dinner prepped. You can just pop us on, listen to us, sip on a mulled wine, sip on a Baileys. And here we are.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls. And with the amount of things these two know about me, if we ever break up, I'm going to have to kill them.
I will accept bribes for information.
Hi, I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine. And it's funny you should mention Baileys because I've got a miniature Baileys in my handbag right now.
Rifki, you live the life.
She clinks when she walks.
I thought that was just those magic eggs. I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust. And I'm a chronic oversharer. So this is my dream episode. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We are Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
I feel like we should go back to the beginning. How on earth did we all meet? How are we here in this room?
Guys, we got a lot of questions. Why are we here?
Guys, this is our origins episode. I'm so excited. How did we meet? Well, I know how I first met you, Rifki, which was drunk at a now defunct awards ceremony.
Was I drunk? Were you drunk? Were we all drunk?
I mean, we were all pretty drunk.
It was a good night, though.
Wow.
I think.
Rifki was just trying to think, which drunken award ceremony was this? She's rolling through them all in her mind.
I think we met briefly in passing, and then the next time that we bumped into each other the press day, we sat through like three
bouts
of food.
Oh my God, yes we did. I remember. It was good. I think we stayed until the Prosecco came out.
We really did. And they were like, we just found a sofa and that was it. We just sat there for ages. Good times.
It was great times.
What about you and George?
We were trying to work this out and we think the first event we would have been at together would have been, it was an event with old Gok Wan.
Oh, and Simply B, when he did a lingerie collection for Simply B at the W Hotel.
Ooh, I made him grope my boobies for a photo because that's what you do, poor Gok Wan.
I feel like that was one of my first proper plus size industry events as well, because I feel like there's a lot of people that I still know now, like Rosie from Rosie Roundface.
Oh,
she was there as well.
Rosie. Yeah, love Rosie.
Friend of the pod. I wasn't even remotely even thinking about blogging, but I remember what a big deal that collection coming out was.
It was a huge deal and it was such a great collection as well.
And just plus size was so much smaller then, like how many things were happening was tiny. So you knew about them, I think.
You really like got to know everyone, but I think that was definitely when we first met. How did you guys meet?
I think I was aware of Hayley for a while before I met her, who couldn't be, that booming South African accent. But I actually was really shocked when I met you, Hayley, because I just had you as this meek, mild, sweet little thing.
I have such a sweet face.
And then she opens her mouth.
Fucking lie. I know, and I'm a sailor.
But you know, I had a little clothing collection out with a brand and Hayley was so sweet and supportive and like wore a lot of the clothes and always shouted out and was so lovely. And then I met her and she was this crass, big head, fairly tall, South African woman. And I was like, who's this? Oh God, I feel like I've made too much trying to make friends with her now. I can't back out. And here we are 4 years later, 2019, still haven't shaken her off.
Like a dingleberry. So, Rip, why don't you tell us a little bit about Slink and where that all came from?
So, I started Slink magazine nearly 10 years ago. It's going to be 10 years in towards the end of 2020. Slink magazine is a plus size fashion and lifestyle magazine aimed at plus size women.
It really is the only thing that's doing what it's doing, which is super high fashion editorials.
That's what I always say to people when I describe it. I'm like, it's fashion, but high fashion. You'd flick through it and be like, this is just a fashion magazine. And then you're like, but they look like me.
Aw, thanks, guys. So it's a printed plus size fashion and lifestyle magazine. So we still do loads of beauty, loads of travel, loads of amazing features. We sell it all over the world and you can buy it online through our website at slinkmagazine.com. And I've worked with loads of amazing people through the years and really seen the industry change. God, I can't believe it's nearly been 10 years and it's a totally different industry to the one that I came in at.
I also feel like there's hardly a plus size model on the face of the earth that hasn't appeared at some time in Slink, and often quite at the beginning of their career. You are really good at spotting talent.
Oh, definitely. We've been really, really lucky that we've worked with some incredible women, and it's so lovely to watch people's careers progress. And also, you know, the girls that then keep coming back. We've worked with people like Hayley Hasselhoff loads, and she's such a supporter of the magazine. And it's so nice to kind of build those relationships with models and agencies and just have these amazing girls in there, but also, you know, help them with their portfolios at the start of their career and then watch them absolutely soar and smash the industry. Yeah. When I started Slink magazine, there literally was nothing out there. And it was just this kind of baby pipe dream that I was like, oh, do you know what's really frustrating is that I love all those glossy magazines, but when I look at them, you can't buy any of the clothes in them. You know, plus size women weren't as interested in trends as they are now because the clothing just didn't exist, or they weren't looking into it because they thought, well, what's the point? So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to make something. And I spoke to some friends, and it literally just started from my couch. You know, there was just me on my couch with my laptop, and it grew from there, and it was a digital magazine. And then I was like, do you know what? I love print, and I still love print, and I think there's such a place for niche print magazines still. And I was just like, right, okay, let's make it into a print magazine. Let's create, you know, that really safe space for plus size women where they can get the content that they so deserve and also so craved, and it just wasn't something that existed. And I'm really proud of everything that we've achieved.
When I tell people, when they're like, oh, the team at Slink, I'm like, by the team, do you mean the two people who pushed that magazine out with blood and sweat and cheer?
Oh yeah, massive,
it's a magazine.
Massive shout out to Renee, who is my American counterpart, who is just absolute goddess. Yeah, she's such a superhero. She works super hard. But yeah, it was just a dream that we had to kind of really embrace the equality that needed to be within the fashion industry and kind of help push that forward and change the conversation.
Okay, guys, so every week, as we say, the only diet you should go on is a social media diet. And as it's the day before Christmas, that is so true. Do not be starting any diets on Christmas Day, especially all the pigs in blankets. So, yeah, we thought this week for who you should follow, we would plug three little ladies very close to our hearts. It's us, guys. It's us.
Three big ladies.
Not even ladies, women.
Sailors.
So, yeah, we're just going to tell you our accounts, a little bit about ourselves, maybe in like 5 words, if we can manage that, what you can expect to find. Okay, Hayley's looking baffled. 5 or more words, what you can expect to find on our accounts. So I am full of figure, full of bust. I am that on Instagram. On Twitter, I am F figure F bust because they had a character limit. So F figure F bust. And on Facebook, they had no character limit. So I'm full of figure, full of bust, blogger and model.
Way for keeping it succinct.
So on all three platforms.
That was definitely
something
5 words.
Yeah. Oh, no, but why you should follow, like, what I post. It's different.
Pictures of her butt.
Yeah. Workouts, I post photo shoots, I post selfies, I post beauty, and I post outfits of the day. And then on Facebook, I try and get a little bit of a conversation going as well. So head over and follow me. What about you, Rivki? Tell us about your social medias.
So you can find Slink Magazine social media at Slink Magazine. From us, you will find loads of fashion stuff, pictures from photo shoot, links to loads of posts on our website, which is slinkmagazine.com, where we round up loads of fashion. So just loads and loads of fashion and great features and articles and interesting stuff. And Hayley,
I'm at Curves and Curls UK on everything. That's Curves, the letter N, Curls UK on everything, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. You can expect a mixture of content from outfit pictures to stuff about mental health to general random thoughts about very little.
You do a lot of beauty IGTVs at the moment, which is really nice.
Yeah, I do love a little bit of makeup. I mean, I'm not very good, but I enjoy it. So, A star for trying.
Remember to follow us also on Fat Chat Pod as well on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and keep the fat chat going. Maybe send us a picture of what you are up to whilst listening to this. Nothing X-rated, please. Mostly, I'm expecting just present wrapping and mince pie scoffing, if I'm honest.
If anyone sends a dick with a bow, I'm deleting the account.
Wow.
That's just an invitation to some people.
Yeah.
George,
Tell me about how you started it all.
My blog's been around about a year and a half less than Slink. So I started in 2011. I took part in a few of those little fun modelling contests that were all the rage back then. And, you know, like those ones where you got your friends to vote for you on Facebook. And I did one contest and I came third. I did another, I came third. I was like, I've got the hint, fine. Not meant to be a model. Yeah. And but what I found was that I had such immense support from other women by doing these contests and having like the figure that I've got that's, you know, bigger than your average plus size model, that I was like, modelling maybe isn't the way, but there's still a way that I can put myself out there and show my body wearing things. And I'd sort of heard of blogs. There weren't that many blogs around back then. And I was like, yep, I think this is something I could do. I could just carry this on. By that point, I'd already put myself online in my underwear. You know,
the scary part was done, right?
You know, I'd already had that chat with Robbie, my husband, and he was like, sure, whatever. Just, you know, you've already done that. And he was cool with it. And so I just started the blog. And it's crazy to think it started as a hobby, and I really did have such low expectations for it because blogging wasn't such a thing. I thought, if a few people read it, cool. And it really, I think I managed to get in there with a bit of a niche by being like a plus size lingerie blogger with a little bit of a pin-up twist on some of my fashion. And since then I've had amazing experiences. I've actually been in Slink magazine for a Christmas feature.
Yes,
a few years ago. And then I've been flown to different places for different campaigns and events and had collections with people. Like, it genuinely blows my mind to think that I never started with these intentions. I never thought these things were possible. But the industry has so changed, and we really, as bloggers, bridge the gap between brands and consumers by kind of having a foot in each world. And yeah, I have like the most amazing followers who are incredibly supportive and always say the loveliest things and buy things and like things and comment on things. And I guess what I hope is just to carry that on, just to hopefully inspiring people, being inspired right back, showing my readers and followers where they can find bras and corsets and wide fit boots and all the other things that I post about, and just running with how social media and everything is evolving.
I think the amazing thing is you were one of the first plus size bloggers in the UK, and so one of the first people that people could have a conversation with about this. Before, any plus size person was like unreachable. They were a celebrity that you couldn't talk with, but you get to have a two-way conversation with your followers, and I'm still so amazed.
I feel like George has always been there. It really surprises me when you say that you've been around less time than Slink, because I feel, for me, you are, you know, one of the founders.
The founding fathers.
Yeah, it does feel a bit crazy to think how long it's been going when I think, oh my goodness, next year it'll be 9.
And it's changed because, like you say, you got into it for reasons that few get into it these days, right? People, I mean, the other day I got sent something by my old school. This is a list of careers. Does anyone have a career in these areas? Because this is what our students are now looking to go into. On the list, influencer. I didn't know what that was. You know, you didn't go into it thinking, because that wasn't a word.
Back then it wasn't, you didn't know that you could get free things or even paid, you know, that wasn't, but people do go into it for that reason now. And part of me is like very old school, like, no, you should go into it not expecting too much. And part of me is, sure, if you can be an influencer and you can bring a positive change about, then pursue that and try and do something good and honest with your
just
time.
Just don't,
why not?
Sell skinny tea.
No, please don't do
or
that.
Or charcoal toothpaste. No, no more charcoal toothpaste.
No, no more. It's mad to think how it's changed. And that is with social media. You know, I should be very grateful to social media because that it went from being like a blog online to sort of more social media based. And now all the other avenues, this podcast and clothing and things like that. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey.
I mean, you were saying earlier about your collections, and I feel like every time you've done something like that, when the dresses you were talking about that you did a few years ago, for me, I felt like you spoke so much about why you were making them for plus size bodies. And that really spoke to me because I was like, okay, I see why I really like this dress, because you've really thought about what you're doing. And I feel like every time you collaborate on something, you make a collection, people really respond to it because they're like, oh my god, she's made this for me. And it's a universal feeling that people feel that way. Meanwhile, you're like, no bitch, I made it for me.
That's the thing. I always think I've been very fortunate that I've had a clothing collaboration. I've had a like an underwear collaboration. I've actually got a latex collection coming out, for
which
you
I cannot
kinky bitches.
Wait for.
Oh, here's one. Oh.
No, the little skater dress.
Me too. We're gonna match. Okay,
we'll be squeaking away in the next recording.
Loads of talcum powder
we'll be getting
everywhere.
Joe to shine us up. Yeah, like I
love. Whatever. Joe's getting in one too.
Yeah, that's true. We'll be there like a human centipede,
oh,
shining each
boyfriend.
Other up. But yeah, I just feel like it's so amazing to bring out things with brands that I have always wanted to wear and that I love wearing, and I'm like, here guys, you too.
I feel like I can't really miss the opportunity to say that we have a collection coming out with Voodoo Vixen.
Sure.
And we may very well just be dropping a couple of pre-order pieces on Boxing Day. It's going to be called Unreal Redheads. That's mine and George's collection with Voodoo Vixen. You can head to our social media to find out more.
So, next up, we have got some fashion advice from Editor-in-Chief, Rivki, from Slink Magazine. And Rivki, you are going to be talking about something that you get asked about all the time, and that is jeans.
Jeans. Jeans are basically the hardest thing to buy, I think, for... I don't even think if it matters if you're a man or a woman. They're just a pain in the ass to find the right size. And also it's kind of, I feel like, you know, heading into January, it's one of those items that you're gonna want to have in your arsenal, in your wardrobe.
I feel like jeans have to fit your waist, your hips, your bum, your leg length, how skinny they are to your legs. They have to be the right colour, the pockets have to be right. I feel like they're just, you need a degree to figure out what kind of jeans are going to suit you.
And it's super hard, because I think especially with plus size women, you've got to play on that whole weight distribution, because you can have two women same size, but like one might have a bigger stomach, one might have a big ass, one might have a small waist, big legs.
I mean, I often wear jeans for pear-shaped people, in inverted commas, pear-shaped, but it's because where they would be taking up the room with their hips, I'm taking it up with my tummy, and so they fit me quite well.
Are they on back to front?
But like, yeah, that's it. But like, they fit me quite well because it's the same circumference. It's just distributed differently.
So I get it. Like, it is a really hard thing for brands to make and cut well. So this is one of those things where I think you need to buy a whole load, try them on at home. Because you want to be comfortable, be well rested. Don't try it just after lunch. Do it first.
Do a lunge in them.
Do it first thing in the morning. See how they fit. And some of the brands I'm really, really liking at the minute. I've always really liked Evans jeans, to be honest. I think
they are good. Yeah.
They are good. They have a good straight leg, because I hate like a... Just because you're plus size doesn't mean that you want like a wide or a boot cut jean. I really like having a straight leg.
I actually struggle to find a wide leg plus jean, so... If you could hook me up with some links for that, Rivki, I'd be ever grateful.
Simply Be have some really great shapes going on.
Okay.
Really, really enjoying Simply Be jeans. By the way, I've tried all of these jeans on, so I do actually...
I remember when you did that.
Yeah,
like,
I did massive
jean
try
marathon.
On. Yeah, the jean marathon. Tried on so many pairs of jeans. ASOS, for me, they're not a great fit generally, but I do know loads of women that are absolutely loving ASOS curved jeans, including George.
I love the Sculpt Me ones. I feel they fit. Boom. That's the grabbing of the ass with the jeans. Boom.
My current favourite, and they actually go up to an American 3X, so I think they go up to about a 26, 28, is the new Spanx jeans.
I didn't even know they did.
They are so, so comfortable. I wear them basically every day. They come in blue, black and grey. Really great fit.
Comfortable jeans, oxymoron.
They're pull on, but they're still proper denim weight. They've got like rips in them, so they still look really cool. No zips or buttons, which
I like a jegging.
Like a jegging, but an actual denim. So
my mind's blown. They're, I don't know.
Honestly, they are brilliant. I'm absolutely in love with them. I've got them in every colour and I basically live in them now. Also really like River Island Plus.
Yes, I was wearing some River Island Plus ones yesterday.
Of course, there's also Good American, which I know lots of people have had success with. George is making some love heart hand gestures there.
I don't even know
what that is. Good American is it Khloe Kardashian's denim range, and they have lots and lots of different sizes. But yeah, for me, Spanx is the best, but I'm obviously going to link all of my favourite jeans over at Fat Chat Pod so that you can have a little look and a little shop from my denim selection.
And don't forget, if you have any questions, fashion questions you'd like us to answer, please send them over to us. We love to talk about clothes, so we could answer them in the podcast, you may answer them online, let us know.
But yeah, enough about that. Hayley.
So my blog, Curves and Curls, will be 5 years old in a week.
Woo! Happy birthday!
It's the baby of the group, which is weird considering that I'm the oldest. But I think I came to all the social media stuff quite late, which I'm grateful for in a lot of ways. For me, I moved over here from South Africa about 10 years ago, and I can't tell you how difficult it is as a plus-size woman to be able to find places you can shop if you've never lived somewhere. If you've always lived somewhere, you just know which shops on the high street do your size. You just know what the fits are like because you've literally been shopping in those shops your whole life. And you know when you suddenly move out of a size range and that's a bugger, but I can't go there anymore. And I moved here and I couldn't. And I started to find plus size bloggers as a result of that. And there were a few that I found in those really early days. It was just me Googling, where can I find clothes? And I think before then, I just, despite being a confident and outgoing person, I'd always subscribed to a lot of fashion rules. And it was like a slow drip process over 5 years where I just followed more and more, not that like religiously, but just followed them and was like, oh, I can wear whatever the fuck I want. And that was like an amazing moment. And definitely blogs like yours, George. There is a blog that's still going called Frocks and Frou Frou, who's an Australian lady, yeah, who has the most amazing fashion. And there were just quite a few. And what started off as fashion blogs, a lot of them started to talk about body positive and body confident messages. And around about the age of 30, I just realized a lot of what I was telling myself was super negative, and I started to change the way I was feeling just from reading these things. And then they were putting me onto like other websites and other things that I could read, and I started to realize I was sharing them all the time on Facebook, and the people in my life were like, oh my God, this is so boring.
I used to do the same thing. All the things like, this woman looks amazing. I love this outfit.
Like, and your like mate from uni is like, I don't care. Yeah. Do you want to go to the pub? Yeah. And I was like, but there is an audience that wants to talk about these things.
Yeah.
And it was the combination of that and the fact that I felt like my body shape was something that wasn't that represented. And I realized social media had this growing bank of images of plus size women looking amazing in what they wore. And I just thought, I love the way that I dress now, and I've changed, and I want to do more
slice
of that. Yeah, not even, but I just wanted to add to like that catalogue of images. It was a library that was growing up under hashtags on Instagram, and I want to do that. And just like you, George, I was following the likes of you and a couple of other plus bloggers, and I realized that they were getting like, at that point, small opportunities for gifting. It didn't occur to me for a moment that was going to happen for me. I had a really serious big job that was taking up a lot of my time, but I just decided I'd make a positive resolution for once, and I started Curves and Curls. And
look at her now. She's on a podcast.
It's been amazing. And for me, it's changed a lot. I speak about mental health. I talk quite a lot about body confidence. I've gone naked on the internet several times. Like,
we can't stop her now. We've tried.
Yeah.
All those dreams you have as a young girl.
all those things your parents want from you.
You know, I've got to do some really incredible things because of it. And for that, I will be forever grateful, because it's given a purpose to all those Facebook posts that were going to people who weren't going to read them before I started.
I always say that about Slink. Like, I've given a lot to it, but it's given so probably so much more back to me in terms of experience and opportunities and friendships and just life. I can't even imagine how different I'd be if it didn't exist. Mm. I don't even know what I'd be doing now.
Yeah.
Not this podcast, people.
Might be in a skip drinking Baileys.
Actually, yeah, that's probably where I'd be. Now on to our self-care tip. So every week we give you a self-care tip. And as it's Christmas Eve, I think which George is obviously thrilled about, just take a moment for yourself tomorrow. I think it can be such a hectic day. I think especially if you're hosting and it feels like it'll all get too much, just make sure to like have a little bit of you time, even if it's 5 minutes, to just step back and watch everything and really enjoy it and not feel so much pressure. Just have a lovely day and realize that your sole job is not to make the day lovely for everyone else. You also deserve a really great time. So have a very merry Christmas.
So over on Twitter this week, we were asking you guys to vote for which components should be on the ultimate Christmas dinner. And we now have the results. Drum roll, please. So on the Christmas dinner, there will be turkey, gammon as well. Why not? Double that meat. Stuffing. I enjoy a good stuffing. AA. Gravy. Obviously, you cannot have a roast without gravy. Cranberry sauce. Essential with that turkey. Bread sauce. King of the sauces. Yorkshire puddings. Obviously, roast potatoes. Excellent. Carrots. Big yes. Parsnips. Not for me, but you guys go ahead. Sprouts with bacon. Yes. Also had chestnuts in there for me. And cauliflower cheese. That sounds banging. We have very much enjoyed hearing from you guys about what goes on your Christmas dinner and everything to do with Christmas, because food is life and food is great. So everyone, please enjoy your Christmases. Enjoy the food. Food nourishes you. It makes you happy. It's a social thing and it's okay to indulge. It's Christmas and that is A-okay. Mwah! Merry Christmas.
It wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't play games. Yay! And I feel like you know us quite well, but maybe not well enough yet. Sorry. We're going to play a game for you now. We're going to play Shag, Marry or Kill. And I'm going to kick us off.
Okay.
Santa.
Oh, off amazing.
He goes. Rudolph.
Oh, God.
Or Elf.
I'm not shagging a non-human.
that's a crime. Everywhere. Okay. Including the North Pole.
I'm shagging the Elf because who knows? I'm killing Santa because can you stop emptying your sack in children's bedrooms? I'm going to marry a reindeer. I never thought I'd say that. Well, I did, actually.
You've been waiting for the moment, yeah. Right? Yeah, I thought so.
Hayley, go.
I think I'm going to have to kill the reindeer because, you know...
But I just married him!
Because of lunch.
That's good eating. oh, my God, I'm sorry to any vegan listeners. Laura, I hear you. I'm so sorry.
Vegan Rudolph.
I am going to marry Santa because I feel like he would be great to live with.
He's also really cuddly.
Yeah, he's nice.
He'd give good hugs.
Don't shame him.
You just killed my husband, so...
It's not the same reindeer.
ho, ho, ho.
I'm going to shag that dirty little elf.
After I've gone, I'm not having sloppy seconds.
Yeah. Rivki, you have to answer your own.
Oh, I didn't know how to answer
mine. Yeah, you do, yeah. Babe.
I mean, to be fair, I would kill Rudolph. I would marry Santa because I think he looks like he'd give good hugs and he brings presents, and that's all I'm really looking
fair.
For.
I thought she was going to say he looks like he gives good head.
That's why I
took it. I was like, well, it is nice with a beard.
And then, yeah, you got Shag the Elf then.
That elf is getting lucky.
Hayley, what about yours?
Oh, these are so horrible. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. Don't say it.
See, I had a different one. I just thought of that one last minute.
One's really good. This one's horrific. Trump, Farage, Boris.
I knew someone. See, I had a political.
Well,
one,
if somebody gives you an election and not an erection for Christmas, this is what we have to talk about.
Killing Trump. I'm shagging Farage and I'm marrying Boris.
Ooh.
Bold.
Please wash me.
I feel like that is literally the only option.
Yeah.
Oh, Rivki? No. See, I didn't. I had it a different item.
Right, let's go.
Right. I'd marry Trump, but only if there was no prenup.
Don't you want a prenup? Doesn't that make you better off?
No, because I'm not having it that I can't have the money at the end of this.
I mean, yeah, fair.
Yeah. Come on.
Shag Boris.
Marry Farage.
Mm. No, marry Trump without a prenup.
Sorry. Oh, Farage, bye-bye. Nice, okay, sure. She actually wrote that down.
Well, I wrote the three names down. It's been a long day.
I mean...
Go on.
If you shag Trump, it'll be over quicker. But no, he has to die. And then I would probably... Oh, my God. I would shag Farage just to see if his face changes.
I'm going with
I'd put him behind you.
And I'd...
You don't want to look at it, do you?
Jesus. Merry Christmas.
Everyone.
I'd marry Boris, mainly because he's just gotten a new dog.
Okay, my three are men who aren't stereotypically good-looking, but you still would. James Blunt, Lewis Capaldi, Gino DeCampo.
Oh,
Rivki, go.
Which one?
Wait, hang on, I've got to write these down. James Blunt.
Yeah, Rivki, write down, James. Gino De Campo. Gino De Campo, if my grandmother had a wheel, she would have been a bike. He's on Celebrity Juice a lot. The
I love Gino De Campo.
Exactly.
Well, we know what direction she's heading.
I'm really struggling because I like all of these three people.
I thought I'd go nice.
Wow. That Gino guy's dying.
No, but he makes pasta.
Yeah, okay, well, so does Sainsbury's. you know, I'm going to marry Lewis Capaldi because he's fucking hilarious.
He is funny. Like,
they're all funny, but he's the mega lols. And I'd fuck James Blunt because he's fit.
Mm. Oh, I'm really...
Also, he was in the services and they're dirty.
Mm. Oh, right.
My
so
dad's
I would...
in the services.
Commander Horn.
Okay, we keep going, go.
Right, I would definitely marry Lewis Capaldi because he's hilarious.
He's doing well.
Mm.
And he can sing.
Mm.
That's really hot.
James Blunt, you can too.
James Blunt can actually sing.
I mean, that's not great.
And I don't know because I really like pasta. I don't want to kill Gino De Campo.
A lot of people want to kill James Blunt. You'd be doing a public service.
But he's also, I really like that album. Oh, I don't know. But no. Oh,
who
I'm going to
shagging?
Shag Gino De Campo and kill James Blunt.
Making a lot of people's Christmas wishes come true. Mm. George.
But I still love you, James Blunt. I'm sorry.
But I'm also marrying Lewis Capaldi because he's a legend. Yeah. I think I'm shagging Gino. He seems like a filthy little bastard on Celebrity Juice.
So two of you have killed James Blunt.
James Blunt, bye-bye.
Bye, my lover.
All right, guys, and how about Would You Rather?
Okay, I've got one.
Go.
Would you rather come back as a service station toilet brush or a teenage boy's sock?
Teenage boy's sock. Oh. I'd rather jizz than poo. And that is a snippet you can take out of context.
This is horrible. I'm going with the sock, but this is really nasty. My one was like nowhere near as nasty.
We'll get to
as
yours
this.
Next. Hayley.
That's the sock, isn't it? Yeah. It's got to be the sock. Sock can be washed. I don't think there's any coming back to that toilet brush.
No. Go on, Rivki. Go with your nice one then.
Oh, I was just going to find out which alcoholic beverage you guys have.
I mean
it's a would you rather
shot, a shot of vodka or a shot of tequila.
You don't understand this game.
It's alright, Rudolph Shagger. I'd rather be the vodka because tequila made me very sick when I was 18.
I'd rather be the tequila because, little known fact, I have no tequila face. It's always impressive to people.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the sort of people I hang out with. Rivki.
Oh, always tequila. It's where the party's at.
No, it does not make me happy.
George.
Okay, would you rather never ever eat anything potatoey again? I'm talking gnocchi. I'm talking crisps. I'm talking mashed potato.
Does she think I don't understand what potatoes are?
Or never ever eat anything bread again. I'm talking burritos, tacos, sweet. Wraps, sandwiches, toasties, burgers, pizzas. Rivki.
Oh, I could definitely give up potato over bread.
Oh my God, I'd give up bread every day of the week. Potato is life.
Bread is going
for me.
And
when are you ever having pizza?
I don't like pizza.
People make it out of fucking broccoli these days or something. Or what is it, cauliflower? I don't know. Jesus.
You guys had sandwiches today. What would you do? Just get out a potato?
Yeah.
Yes! In fact, that's what I'm off to do.
Well, I feel like people really know us
we
now.
Need to ask
and
Joe.
We've probably lost all our listeners. I'm sorry, this will never happen again.
Joe, would you rather potato or...
I can't choose!
No!
You must
We're
choose!
We're still on the James Blunt question for Joe. And the Trump one.
Like rocking in a corner. Like, oh!
This all went so terribly wrong.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay, guys, don't forget that we have new episodes out every Tuesday. This has been a Secret Recordings podcast, and you can follow us on Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe if you're listening to us on Apple Podcast and give us a little 5-star rating. Make our Christmas. Next week for New Year's Eve, we have just a little bonus episode of some funny questions that our producer Joe has written for us. So it'll just be a short little episode that will hopefully get you laughing on New Year's Eve. See you next Tuesday.